You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's happening, everybody? K-State, bam! Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. And this is a recent update here on the weekly. I am getting that worked out. You're figuring a couple of things out here. Once again, the month of May, especially when, Lord willing, gets around to May, is a busy one. So definitely with my co-host got things going on Wednesdays, trying to, at least for the next 9 weeks, podcast, we're going to try to squeeze in a couple weekly episodes here. And hopefully you'll be back next week with an all new, brand new edition of the weekly podcast. Because usually we record on Wednesdays, having to bounce around that. We will do it next week. So definitely be out and look out for that. Probably be next weekend, probably. But we'll have to see how everything goes. Where the schedule falls, we'll play with that. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But for now, 51 episodes locked down of the Purple Project Podcast weekly. If you missed out on episode 51, please tell your friends, download it, check it out, or you missed out recent episodes, and or the daily edition's been popping up here and there as of late anyways, so go check that out as well. So definitely want to give you a recent update about that here as well. Rain's playing havoc. It's starting today, and it's going to be like that for quite some time, and that could be very well with outdoor, with what I mentioned early on this week, of course, with the Big 12 Championships track and field style right here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to play a big factor in it now, with it being raining on, raining off. But as we're recording this on Friday, end of the week, folks, May 14th 2021, as today's about to get started, and actually it's raining right now. So definitely with all that coming in, weather coming into play this weekend, especially with that, with it coming in, rain will be on and off here and there. It's going to play havoc, that's for sure. And we already got teams in here in the city, obviously, coming across with some 5, 4, 5, 6 buses across the street from a few blocks from where I live at. So definitely it is here, but weather's going to play a huge factor in the Big 12 Championships, and definitely, and we will do our best. I'm going to put it this way. We will do our best here to keep track of at least the team scores, at least here this weekend, hopefully, as we roll on here in a busy weekend here for yours truly as well. I do want to hop on here for a few more minutes and to talk about women's basketball, especially, well, focusing on a certain player, that in being Christiana Carr. I mean, I've kind of followed her journey here since living here, and highly recruited from Manhattan High School as well. Well, I mean, I'm not going to share the details on here, obviously, from a close source of mine that told me this, but Christiana Carr did, after making some talks with her family and some close friends of hers, well, she decided to hit transfer portal, folks. And this was a few weeks ago, actually, when this went down, and trying to find the, what I wanted to read off here was her letter here. But she's been really the captain of this group, obviously, for the last, 3 years now, and kind of sad to see her go. But one of the vocal leaders, obviously, when all the unfortunate stuff went down last year, with the whole George Floyd and all that, you know, Christiana Carr spoke out, and not afraid to speak her mind, and the fierce leader of this team. But she is moved on, and I had word yesterday late during some obligations on Wamiga that she did transfer to Syracuse basketball country up there, where she'll be playing her next She should be able to play right away there as well. So, Christiana Carr, obviously a big part, huge part, obviously coming from a team, K-State, that failed, absolutely failed. As you can hear, the rain coming down even some more as I record this podcast early this morning. So, early wake-up call, like I said, but hey, you mean, you gotta give it to her. Hey, once again, the transfer portal is the way it is. So that's definitely how I'm trying to get a read on it, but I might just have to do it a little later on. I'll have to record that part a little later on, but I definitely want to bring that attention up. Obviously, that was not on the website. This was from a close source of mine, and that close source even gave me some of the details close to the team of what was going on. So definitely disappointed by that. Obviously, assistant coach Carr was part of this. Her dad was the assistant coach for this team for a long time, even while I was in school, going to K-State as well. So definitely frustrated. For me, but frustrated about what took place, and you can read in between the headlines about that. You can probably can say, I'll give you a clue here. Dejuan Gordon, Bruce Weber. That's all I'm gonna say with all that stuff. You know, Dejuan not very frustrated with Bruce Weber and all that, and his parents frustrated, so he transferred to the next door team, Missouri. So. You can read. I'm just gonna give you that clue there, and I'm just gonna leave it at that. But Christiana Carr has been a major player for K-State women's basketball team for 3 years, and she was gonna come back for her senior year. But that's not gonna happen now. She's gonna be playing with Syracuse in the upcoming 2021-2022 basketball season. And K-State did, I believe, sign another couple players. Women's wise, no, actually, that was football. So more on that later on this weekend, or even tonight when I pop up back up for another edition of the Daily Podcast. But yeah, Christiana Carr coming off of the Dollinger recruit get for Jeff Mitty. Meg Chrissy decides I'm out. Let's go somewhere else. But she lands at a good program here, and hopefully. She can do more work up there in upstate New York. So, again, those of you just tuning in, Christiana Carr, who was recruited heavily by Mitty when, obviously, in high school when Christy Carr played her basketball career here in the Little Apple, here in Manhattan High. Christy Carr, 3 years, sides, hit the transfer portal, and then a few days later signs with Syracuse Lady Orange Ladies. That's where she's going to be playing her next steps in her college career, right there. And again, yep, kind of circle back. Obviously, this today, 11 o'clock today, the Big 12 Championships here in Manhattan, Kansas, where rain is going to be the theme for the weekend and really through the middle of next week. So they're going to be playing with that, but it's outdoor season. You already had the indoor championship, so you can't do that. So you got to fight through all that. So that's going to play. You got to think that's going to play some factor. I mean, I don't care who you is. If you're a baseball, a football, you mean football gets this too. Definitely baseball. So in golf, so they don't even play in this weather. NASCAR, depending on the track, obviously they don't race 90% of the time, but except for road courses when they put on their wet tires. So definitely this is going to be a factor here. K-State, you can probably say one of the favorites to be right there competing for a conference title. So we'll definitely, again, we'll do our best to do that as well. I mentioned two signings for K-State. Be on the lookout for that, obviously. I mean, we talked about that in episode 51. Two more cats signed as well. We'll get you caught up on that as well. The Big 12 Track Championships. We'll do our best to try to get the score at least of the first two days, and hopefully bring you coverage Monday to wrap things up as well. So definitely be out on lookout for that as well. So much going on here. And obviously, before I'll be damned to not leave you by saying congratulations to all the Kansas State graduates, students who will be graduating this weekend as well. So, of course, you're listening to an alumni of K-State as well. Alex Aiden, alumni of K-State as well. So, definitely, masters, folks, seniors, early graduates, yep, you name it, we have it. Graduation weekend has been, really, week has been underway for quite some time. So, I wanted to shout out all the K-State students who will be graduating this weekend. Eddie Greer, that's going to be a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Stay tuned for the latest this weekend, a busy weekend ahead for Wildcat Nation. Go Cats! We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.